The Marine Reserve will help you, fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
And I've got Todd Lang, and Todd is joining me today. Todd, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
Real good. Toys for Tots. We've had you on as long, I think, every year you've been, every year you've been in charge. I know I had Jim Menon on before you did. So
yeah, Jim Menon started up in '93.
Yeah, so we've been doing this, and it's one of those things that is a special time. But you know what? This has been a really tough year for an awful lot of organizations. A really tough year for an awful lot of people, hasn't it?
Yeah, this COVID has really changed a lot for us this year, that's for sure.
Now, you said that I'm looking at a thing here. Basically, COVID has kind of choked or at least restricted your fundraising. Funds that normally come in just haven't been coming in like they have in the past. Is that right?
Well, in the past, we were able to do bucket drives at different locations, and this year we've been very limited to only two or three bucket drives, and that's really restricted our finances. It has.
So what you really need, now we'll talk about the toys and we'll talk about the registration, but what you really, really, really need is people to send checks to Toys for Tots. What do they do? Where do they send those?
Send their checks to 607 South Main, Danville, Iowa, 52623, and we really need them this year, so please send them out.
Yeah, actually, you know what? We said before, hey, toys and all of the unwrapped or the unwrapped new toys and things like that, those are important. But cash is king, as Dave Ramsey would say, because that allows you to get all the buy the stuff you can and make sure you get all of the things that. Some people tend to always have, the older kids always seem to be the ones that are somewhat left out. Is that right?
Yes, it's a lot tougher to find it for the older kids. We go up to 13, and we try to help out any families that might have kids older, as long as there's a family with younger kids in the family. We'll try to take care of the older kids also. But, yeah, it's hard to find that older stuff.
All right, well, let's talk about registration. It is starting Thanksgiving week. Now, that starts on the 23rd, Monday the 23rd, and that goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, and then you do November 30th through December 4th, a full week of registration. And where do they register? Where do they register at, Todd?
In Des Moines County, we're going to be registering at the Rock House. And in Illinois, in Henderson County, we're going to be registering at Bank of Stronghurst, the Quokka Banking Center, at the Henderson County Health Department. So we have a third registration there, and we really like you to use the Henderson County Health Department if you can.
Okay, so those are where you go. And again, as I said, it's been a strange year, but as I said, what do you need to bring? You bring the registration. We've talked about this. You need to be you need to have the right documentation when you do come. What do you need?
Actually, this year we need a driver's license, a photo ID of the parents, and then a Social Security card or a birth certificate just to identify the children, and proof of residence, like a utility bill or something.
So you're shorting the system, or at least you're abbreviating the need right now. I'm guessing, and the fact is, you can't be registered at more than one place either, can you?
No, we'll cross reference with other organizations, the Salvation Armies and such, so that we don't have a double dippers.
All right, now let's talk about some other things. Distribution is going to be on the 12th of December. And again, that's worked out pretty well over the. Basically, it's you'll get a postcard and it'll tell you what time you come in. So it's no longer lines to stand in. It's come on. You've got an appointment time to come, and when you are accepted, get a postcard and that'll tell you when you go pick up a distribution. But another event that you've had over the years is the Semi of Love. Now, are you doing that the same way you have in the past, Todd?
Yes, yes. It's going to be on the Westland Mall December 4th and 5th. We'll be receiving toys and donations then, and that's when the bicycles come in and the firemen, the West Burlington Fire Department, comes out and goes shopping and brings in all the toys in their trucks. It's really, really neat to see. So if you can come out about 9, 9:30, 10, we would bring them back in. It's a really great show.
All right. Now, as far as, and I know that they've been encouraging people to do shopping early. And so if you are shopping for toys, or if you're shopping for anything, stop by and you, new unwrapped toys, drop boxes, you've got them at all of the familiar locations. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, we got them at Farm King. We finally got them in Walmart, which is great. We got them in the Dollar Generals. We got them in Big Lots, the YMCA, and the Moose, and there's many, many more stores.
And again, yes, all of that. Yeah. And again, so you can, but the thing is, okay, cash is king, unwrapped toys, again, your generosity is certainly appreciated. And this address is different, too. The address is in Danville. So you've, again, Toys for Tot, 607 South Main, Danville, Iowa, 52623. Just address it to Toys for Tots, 607 South Main, Danville, Iowa, 52623. And the more you give, the more kids will have smiles on Christmas morning. Is that a safe bet?
That's a safe bet.
All right. Well, we're going to check in with Todd. We're going to check in with you every week to see how things are going. And again, to remind people what they need to do. But again, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Okay, Todd?
Sounds great, Steve. See you then.
All right. Have a great, let's hope that a lot of people are listening and a lot of people will do what we're asking them to do. Again, send those checks, Toys for Todd, 607 South Main, Danville, Iowa, 52623. You need any more information, you can just give me a call at the radio station. And Todd, have a great week, okay?
Thanks, Dave. You too.